Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. And today I want to talk about what happens if you stop chasing an avoidant. And I have an expert with me to talk about avoidance. And if you don't know what an avoidant is, there are four different attachment styles. There's the anxious, there's the secure, and there's two type of avoidance, the fearful avoidant and the dismissive avoidant. So what happens if you stop chasing them? But before I talk about that, I want to welcome back the No Contact Army. And hopefully you have downloaded Silencio by now. I know a lot of you have. Thank you so much. If you haven't, the link is below every video. That is my app to help you stay in no contact. And if you too would like to join the No Contact Army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification and you're in. And to read the No Contact Army manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com where you can read two free chapters before purchasing the book. Okay, so first let us define what an avoidant is. So someone who has an avoidant attachment style, they prefer to distance themselves from others in order to maintain their independence. Safety, feeling safe in their relationships is a priority for them. So when they feel unsafe or they feel as if they're losing their independence or their freedom, they prefer to avoid that person or that situation and they back away. And a lot of the people who are trying to get their ex back actually have the opposite attachment style. They are the anxious attachment style, and that causes a lot of problems because an avoidant with an anxious is actually the worst combination. Anxious and anxious is fine, secure and secure is fine, avoidant and avoidant is fine, secure and everybody else is fine, but anxious and avoidant, no. And it seems that a lot of people who want to get their ex back are actually in the anxious category, because an avoidant, if they feel that they're not safe anymore with someone, they will not try to get you back. Or if someone breaks up with them, they are not going to try to get them back. And so I know that most of you listening are of the anxious attachment style. And that's why we have an expert here today. And I'm very proud to announce that that expert is me. I have an avoidant attachment style, and I'm very happy to announce that it is the dismissive avoidant. If you're going to be avoidant, try to be dismissive. Although obviously it's not up to you. It depends on what happened to you in your life. I used to be secure. I used to be very secure. And then, you know, things happen, things change, time goes by, and here we are. So I'm very well aware of how people with an avoidant attachment style think. Okay, so you are probably an anxious attachment style, and you feel like you need to do something if you've been broken up with by an avoidant or if they've just pulled away. And I have to tell you that you need to leave them alone. You need to stop chasing your avoidant partner because it's not going to work. You will never get or keep an avoidant by trying to hold on to them, by trying to grab them. It repels us. It makes us feel unsafe, and we see it as weak. And if there's one thing an avoidant hates in themselves and in others, it's weakness. And yes, we do want to be in a relationship, but we also want to feel safe. Avoidants are afraid of intimacy because of the pain they feel it will cause if things end. So they like to keep one foot out the door, so to speak. And if they don't feel safe, they will back away and even walk away. They need a lot of space. They're very independent. They love their alone time. And if they don't feel safe, if they feel threatened, they will withdraw. So there's no point in chasing an avoidant because they're not going to talk to you or they're not going to come back until they feel ready to. And there are different milestones or events that can trigger this need to pull away. It can be when you're moving from dating to becoming committed, being in a relationship, or going from a relationship to talking about getting engaged. So there are lots of things that wouldn't trigger other people, other attachment styles, but they do trigger avoidance. So be aware of that. And if you want to find out more about this dealing with avoidance, I do offer coaching. The link is underneath every video. We'll send you the rates and we can talk more about that. So your only real chance of getting an avoidant back is to stop chasing them, leave them alone, give them their space. They need way more space than other attachment styles. So if you're anxious, you should be using that time to work on your attachment style. That way, if you do get back with them, you'll be less anxious and therefore more likely, or actually less likely, to trigger them and push them away again. Now, those of you who have been listening to me for a while know that I always talk about interest level. And as I've said before, interest level trumps everything. So if you're wondering, oh my God, it sounds like I'll never get an avoidant back, especially a dismissive avoidant. Well, luckily, as I said, it's more about interest level than anything else. So even if they do pull away or they break up with you, if their interest level was high enough, as soon as they start to feel safe again, they will start to make their way back. And by the way, I now offer the teachings of Doc Love, and he is the person who actually taught me about interest level. Everything I know about interest level, I know from him. So if you want to know more, then look beneath this video. There is a link to his book called The System. Now, it is for guys, but you know what? If you're a female, I would suggest you also read it because, hey, I'm a female and I know the information. It's helped me tremendously. So check out the link below, and I think you'll find it very helpful because interest level is the key to everything when it comes to dating. So don't worry if you're dating an avoidant, either a fearful avoidant or a dismissive avoidant, because interest level will help you in this regard. And then finally, I actually have a comment from someone who was dating a dismissive avoidant and was broken up with, and what do you know? They came back. What? I know, crazy. All right, so let me read this. He goes, I was broken up with in January and immediately started no contact. Yesterday, 35 days later, I was riding my bike around my neighborhood late afternoon. After a few blocks of riding around, I stopped by the store to see a friend who works there. It was the same store where we first met. I didn't know this, but she saw me a few blocks prior and followed me all the way to the store. Nice. She approached me. She was looking anxious and started crying. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's what happens when you do no contact. She misses me so much, she said. I said, I know. Now prove it. I love it. She asked if she could hug me, and I said, sure, and I hugged and laughed. I told her I wasn't upset. I operate in love, and that's that. She asked why I hadn't reached out. That's always so funny when people break up with you, and they're like, well, why didn't you reach out? Well, hello, you're the one who broke up with me. He continues, he said, I'm giving you what you wanted, the real breakup, so you must deal with it. I respected her decision. It's demeaning to me to force myself into her life when she's the one who walked away. I asked her, how are you going to make it up to me now? Perfect. He did this perfectly. He did everything I tell you to do. See what happens when you listen to me? So congratulations. I'm very happy for him. Okay. So if you, actually, I want to hear first from you if you've ever dated an avoidant or are currently dating one, and what was your experience like and were you able to get them back? And if you would like my help to get your ex back, no matter what attachment style they have, go to the link below, theartoflove.net, and we'll send you the rates. If this video has been helpful, please like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.